Good morning, I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. How to Spell Hanukkah and Other Holiday Dilemmas. 18 writers celebrate 8 nights of lights. You'll hear about this collection of stories from editor Emily Franklin later on Cincinnati Edition. And learn about holiday happenings in Mainstrasse Village from Kim Blank in about 15 minutes. First, Jay Hanselman has a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
Hamilton County homeowners will get a smaller credit next year on their property taxes. Commissioners are cutting the property tax rebate by 50% to keep the stadium fund solvent for another year. The rebate was promised in the 90s when taxpayers agreed to a sales tax increase to build 2 sports stadiums. Commissioner Chris Monzel says it could be possible to make up the loss to homeowners.
In the next 2 years, we will be able to have an opportunity to reduce our property tax levies due to the impact of Obamacare, that with the Federal Affordable Health Care Act, that we have an opportunity to look at those tax levies that will be coming up on the ballot in 2014 and reduce the tax burden so that we can give some of this money back to taxpayers.
Instead of rolling back the property tax rebate, commissioners could have raised the sales tax. That's the road commissioner Todd Portune advocated. He voted against the rollback.
To me, that promise was a promise. That promise is inviolate. That promise needs to be honored. And what you have proposed doing here today neither solves the problem, but while not solving the problem, it also breaks a promise.
Portune says his plan to raise the sales tax a quarter cent would have solved the stadium fund problem. However, Commissioners Hartman and Monzel argued it would raise more money than what's actually needed. Cincinnati City Manager Milton Dahoney balanced his 2013 general fund budget with a large chunk of one-time money from a plan to let a private firm operate the city's parking facilities, including some garages and all the meters. 9 companies have submitted plans for doing that. Dahoney told a council committee this week a group is reviewing the proposals.
Go through all of the details and not necessarily come up with a ranking of 1 through 9, but come up with the couple of firms that are better than the rest. And so we expect to be through the initial vetting process in just a matter of days.
Dahoney says council wouldn't likely vote on a particular proposal until next spring, but he says the city could still use the revenue to balance next year's budget. Some council members and residents have been critical of the plan. Member Chris Seelbach says it's not perfect, but opponents haven't presented their options.
I don't support parking, but I support increasing taxes. I don't support parking, but I support laying off police and firefighters. That's an important element of this conversation. None of us love the possibility of semi-privatizing parking, but compared to the alternatives I've seen, it potentially is the best solution.
A city union will not oppose plans to privatize the operation of some Cincinnati parking facilities in exchange for pay raises and a pledge from the city not to lay off any bargaining unit employees for 3 years. The specifics are detailed in a memorandum of understanding between the city and the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. 25 union members will lose their positions in the parking division, but they'll be transitioned to other city jobs. All union members will receive a 1.5% pay increase between August 2013 and August 2014, and another 1% the following year. No AASHMI employees would face layoffs between 2013 and 2016 unless there was a sudden, unexpected loss of revenue beyond the city's control. Council is expected to vote on the plan December 14th. The city of Cincinnati is giving $400,000 to a program that will help small businesses get loans they need to operate or expand. The funding is going to an organization called SomoLend. Founder and CEO Candace Klein says it's a web-based platform.
The purpose of this technology is to open up access to capital to small business owners and allow them to not only reach out to their friends, family, customers, and neighbors, but also to their own city, to their local banks, to community lenders, and others. And so we look at this as an opportunity for the city to leverage.
City economic development officials say SomoLend is another item in the city's toolbox to help small businesses and create jobs in the city. Ohio Governor John Kasich says he's concerned energy companies that are coming into Ohio to tap into new resources of energy might not be making those jobs available to Ohioans.
I'm concerned about these reports that somehow people are being transported into this state. So you could have a situation where we're not getting the jobs, they're taking the resources and all their profits, and they're heading home. That is not acceptable to me. Now, we don't have the conclusive evidence that this is happening yet, but I want you all to know, and I want the companies to know, that this is an extremely serious matter, and we expect them to be responsive to the people of this state.
Kasich has proposed an increase in the severance tax on oil and gas, with the proceeds going to pay for a cut in the graduated state income tax. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.